The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." The Gospel of the Lord. I think of all the messages of Jesus, this one is one of the most difficult to take. It doesn't sound very optimistic on the surface, does it? Immediately following the instruction that he gives to them about how he is going to suffer greatly and be rejected and be killed, and on the third day be raised, he then says that if anyone wishes to be worthy of me, or if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you wish to save your life, you will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. You might say to yourself, well then, how can I possibly accomplish this? And in other Gospels, that was the reaction that many of his disciples had, and some of them left. They said, "How is this possible? This is too difficult a teaching for me." I think that the secret in thinking about this Gospel today, though, has to do with considering the difference between the way we see things as human beings and the way God sees things as God. I'm on Twitter now, believe it or not. I never thought I would say that out loud. But I discovered that a lot of the news that comes across many of the different news feeds from the church, this is how they do it now. And there was a quote that came across from America Magazine, believe it or not, that said, this is what it said, "To live Calvary, never doubting Easter, is the devotion of a true disciple. To live Calvary, never doubting Easter, is the devotion of a true disciple." One does not make any sense without the other. I think this is what Jesus is trying to say. And in his instruction, he says, "I'm going to suffer, I'm going to die, but I'm going to rise." You have to remember the whole story, and you'll know it when you see it. And then he kind of gives this weird secret thing that the Gospel of Luke does. Don't tell anybody this. But after it's all over, I'm sure the disciples look back and said, "Well, you know what? He said this to us already. He told us that we had to take up our cross daily," he says, "daily." Now, when I was a kid and we were complaining about something that was unpleasant, my mom would say, "Take up your cross." It was one of those kinds of things where it became a real negative message as far as I was concerned. The cross was bad. Not what I want. The cross is bad. And I think that many people have that impression. You know, "Oh my gosh, this is going to be this kind of burdensome, difficult thing. I'm going to take up my cross. I'm going to deal with it. No, don't know how I will, but I'll deal with it." But I think it doesn't make any sense unless you keep in mind, what is the goal? What is the goal? Like, think about you moms and you dads, you have children, this is Father's Day weekend, you have children, think about all the sacrificing you've done for them. Children, think about all the sacrificing your parents have done for you. It wasn't because we enjoyed it, was it? But it was because we kept the goal in mind. We want to have healthy, happy, successful children. We want to please our parents. We want to be successful. Taking up the cross is really doing something that needs to be done in order to accomplish whatever it is that we need to do, whatever needs to be realized. The most obvious example, think about Jesus literally carrying his cross. I mean, at this point, he probably knew he was going to do that, but it is interesting that he uses this expression, you must take up your cross daily and follow me, because the way of the cross hasn't happened yet, right? It's interesting, isn't it, that he uses this expression. So he knows what's coming. To be able to do what must be done in order that something is realized. St. Augustine says that the substance of the cross is our humanity. So Jesus was already taking up the cross simply by being Son of God and becoming one of us. The process had already started. There was a kind of a logical progression that was going to take place that involved suffering and persecution and poverty and misunderstanding and rejection and all those things that Jesus experienced, torture, pain, death. It was just part of a path that he was on, of taking up the cross. What is demanded by love, moms and dads? It's not always pleasant. You do it anyway. You defend what is right, even if it means being persecuted for it, I hope. You find yourself in situations where you are not necessarily comfortable being who you are, I hope. Because the world doesn't accept what we believe, in many cases. So let's look at that word suffering anyway. Passio, passionis, it's the same word as passion. You could say that my suffering is a passion that I have. I willingly embrace whatever it is that's necessary to accomplish what has to be done. What if suffering, if you remove from it the categories of bad or good, remove from the cross that you have to take up, the categories of bad or good. If the cross is the substance of our humanity, then we know that our humanity isn't bad. Jesus took it up so that we might be saved for us and for our salvation. We are conditioned to think that suffering is a negative, when in fact, down deep, we know that usually it's in our suffering that we find the greatest growth and development. We are pushed into something new. This gospel is helping me with this transition a lot, I have to tell you. Because my moving is a cross. I don't want to go. But I'm going to carry this. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It is the thing that is going to accomplish whatever the will of God is for me and for this parish. It's not something that we can look at and judge. Yeah, we're human beings. We can experience all kinds of things in the process. It would be stupid to say that Jesus didn't feel angry about what was happening to him, or disappointed, or devastated, depressed, sad, all those human things that we experience. But because he knew that he was doing what needed to be done in order that the goal, our salvation, would be realized, there was in the midst of all that an absolutely perfect joy. Because he knew that while he was hanging on that cross, worst possible experience that you might think of as a human person, while he's hanging on that cross, he knows that he is accomplishing what his Father sent him to do. If only we could begin to think about events in our lives, not in the categories of good or bad. You know, I think it's important not to deny the fact that something is unpleasant or something is not just. I mean, we still have a job to proclaim what is true and what is just and to work toward what is right over what is wrong. But as we're going through that, we have to recognize that if what you are involved in is something that is going to accomplish the goal that God gave to you, your primary vocation, mothers and fathers or priests, if this is the process, then you can't say it's good or bad. It is what it is. And we use it, and we find the joy in the middle of it, and we go forward. I have to tell you that all week long, last weekend and all week long, every time somebody brings it up, I'm likely to start to cry. And I don't like crying in public. I've had a lot of people come up to me and they're like, I don't usually cry. You know, I'm like, okay, I get it, because I don't either. But the fact of the matter is that this is what's happening. You can also say that even in the midst of that moment, that you can have joy. Because you know that this is the cross, not good or bad, that you find yourself in the middle of all of this. You know, we had some pretty crazy storms this week, right? We had their parish council social on Thursday night, and everybody, well, a lot of people got away before the storm really hit, but a bunch of us were kind of standing inside waiting for it all to go, and the winds were like all swirling around the office over here, and the water's coming under the door, and there's like this howling noise, right? And I was thinking to myself, this is us in the middle of all of this spinning world. You can find the peace that you need if you recognize that the storm's not good or bad. It is what it is. We're going to get through it. We're going to go forward. And God is with us. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. That's all about what your motive is, isn't it? If you're going to save your life for yourself, then you miss the point of the whole thing. But if you're willing to give up what you have, then you will save your life, literally. Because God will be at the center of your heart, and your words, and your actions, and your life. And that cross is sweet. My yoke is easy and my burden is light, Jesus said. He meant it. But we have to be able to understand the nature of that. To live Calvary, never doubting Easter, is the devotion of a true disciple. To live Calvary, never doubting Easter. Let us not doubt Easter. Easter is true. It is who we are as a people. But even new life doesn't happen without death. It doesn't make any sense. We don't appreciate it. Can't have one without the other.